You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We're live on Racing Radio from 1pm for every day of the Cheltenham Festival 2019 with pundit selections, analysis and race commentaries live and for free. Ken Pitterson will be offering his thoughts from the paddock with Sir Anthony McCoy and Andrew Thornton also on hand. Plus, we've got a daily £1 million golden race, three bet boosts a day, high five and enhanced places across the 4 days. It's all part of Cheltenham Festival 2019 with William Hill.
Right, Nigel, I'm going to ask you now in the Queen Mother about a horse I know you'll have heard about. Altior. He's pretty good, isn't he?
He seems to be, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he's quite good. You've seen him at Cheltenham a few times in the past?
Certainly have, yes.
No, it's a watching race, this, isn't it? But it would just be great to see a dominant performance, because he should be in a different league.
Yeah, he should be. Yeah. No, I'm sure he is. Have we seen anything else as good as him? I don't know. Mm. Ask the experts, but... So I've got nothing to beat him.
Tom, when you get a good horse like this and the public are very much behind him, you just want to see him go out there, don't you, and deliver? Everyone would like to see that.
He's done it every time, hasn't he? And I can't see any reason why he won't do it again. Look, it's a horse race, though. And he's, what, 1-4 to 11? 1-3 in a champion chase. Duvan got beat in a champion chase 1 year at a similar price. I think for the punters at home, Min is a cracking each way bet at whatever price he is, 4-1 or whatever he is. I don't think he can be at 9-2. I don't think he can be out the first two. I really don't. I think he's clearly the second best horse in the race. And you can't never, it's an old cliche, but you can't be scared. You can't just run. Nigel would never run away from one horse. He never has done. And you just can't do it. And it's a champion chase. Last year, he jumped the last in front of Altior. You know, he's a really, really good horseman, and I'd rather back him each way than back Altior at 1-3.
AP, do you think Altior's in a different county to these?
I agree with Tom. Min is definitely the second best horse in the champion chase, but there's no third best horse when you look at it, because Undersoul's probably not, well, he might not run. Footpad is probably not going to run. You know, you go back to God's Own and Castle Grace Paddy and Politilog, you know, there is no third best horse. Look, I remember an owner asking Martin Pipe once, how does he know what a good horse looks like? And he said that it's one that's got a lot of ones beside his name. And he's got 17 of them beside his. So, you know, how do you even start to pick holes in Altior? He's won on heavy ground. He looked at Sandown that Undersoul was giving him as full of it, and he won easily enough. He looked off the bend in Cheltenham last year that he'd get beat. And if you watch him at the winning post, he was only getting going. Mm. You know, I think he's an exceptionally good horse. But, you know, I always thought the worry about him was heavy ground being by High Chaparral, but he's already proven that he's won it twice. I think he's an exceptional horse. I think he'd win over any distance.
Sam, it's enjoyable, isn't it, to watch such a good horse go out in a championship race?
The one thing about him, he has such a different way of racing than your normal two-milers. You see it's high tempo, you see these like real like little balls of energy, and you see him just lobbing along, great big loopy rein. And then Nico kind of gets after him up from three out, and all of a sudden he just comes alive. It's just the one thing I don't really, when I think of a two-miler, he's what I don't think about. So you think that if potentially that's the one thing you'd want to be doing over three, racing in a kind of relaxed a manner as he does. But whatever he does, he's very, very good. He's an exceptional jumper, great talent, and he goes on all sorts of ground. So there's just no real negatives, is there?
Oliver, you wouldn't mind training him, would you?
I'd train him for nothing. No, he's a legend of a horse. He wouldn't have the sort of excitement, possibly, of Sprinter Sacra. It was a bit more electric. But as Sam said, he's always just behind the bridle and always just does enough. And he's a super, super jumper of a fence. And I think it's just a race to watch and enjoy a real proper racehorse.
And Rupert, come the day, is he going to be solid at 1-3? Do you think he'll shorten, or do you think he'll drift slightly?
I think there'll be some great offers on the day, probably with Altior. So, as we mentioned earlier, hang on to your cash for that one. But I mean, literally, I've got pages of notes from our compilers here. The only thing they've written next to the Queen Mother Champion Chase is Altior wins.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.